All right, we're scheduled to have Michael Blackson on, but we're going to reschedule Michael Blackson because my girl Lunell is upset, and I'm here.
Very upset.
And I want to apologize for what Faison said about her on this show, and she's on the phone. Lunell, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tom, and everybody in the Red Velvet Cake Studios.
And Lunell, I want to apologize for what he said. But you know he talks. That's the way Faison is. Going, right?
No, I get it. I understand, and I've been knowing Faison for a long time. What I didn't and I do accept your apology, and I appreciate that. What I didn't know is where did that come from? Like, I haven't seen Faison face to face in a couple of years, so I don't know why he even was thinking about me yesterday morning. But you know, if you got to be fixated on somebody, God, let it be me. You know, and but just to clear from what I was able to understand and listen to, and he was saying that, you know, I'd be drunk going to auditions, which everybody knows that is not acceptable. Yeah. It would never happen. Your agency would drop you. Nobody would mess with you. You can't be drunk going to an audition. If that was the case, why do I keep getting booked for so many television shows? Number one. So I do drink, but I ain't been drunk in a long time. I keep trying, but I ain't been drunk in a long time. And I believe that something else was said to the effect, I didn't really hear that, but to the effect
what's that?
Something else he said with his old big mouth. But I don't know. Whatever he was talking about me yesterday was not correct. And like I said to everybody, Faison hadn't seen me in a long time, so I don't even know what he was thinking about me for yesterday morning. In regards to my
But
friend,
me and you are
cool. We cool, right?
We cool now. So I was like, I was just there last week. How they gonna let somebody sit right up and talk about me? I thought I was the homie.
I can't stop him. I can't stop him from talking about you. I mean, if he curses, I can dump him.
He just started coming out. It first started out with
Cat Williams, and I don't know how he got to you. He talked about Cat. He talked about Tyrese real bad.
We talked about the cruise. Kevin Hart. The Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I have never, ever.
Okay.
You know.
But we cool. We cool, right? Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah, done That's anything like that. And I really appreciate y'all calling me this morning. This is my Barry White voice. I ain't even talked yet, so this is Lunell. I know I sound like Barry, but it's me. And, you know, of course you can't stop nobody from running off in the mouth, but, you know, I just wanted everybody to know out there that don't pay Faison no mind, and Tyrese do not have greasy lips.
Greasy lips.
He got ashy lips. There's
a difference, yeah.
Yeah, he got ashy lips.
I got to apologize to Tyrese for Liddell.
No, Tyrese this might get a chapstick sponsorship out of this. You never know.
Get Tyrese on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Now I got to apologize to Tyrese for what Liddell and Faison said about him.
Tyrese, no, I got nothing but mad love for him. And the reason didn't nobody say no when Tyrese started acting is because, hello, Tyrese actually can act. How about that?
Are you saying that people who said that comment cannot act?
No, I'm not saying that either. Because actually, Faison has a pretty viable body of work after 19, you know, after 2015. How long can you ride the big worm train? I'm just saying. But he's done some good things.
All right, but we cool, right? We cool.
Yes, Tom. Okay. And I hashtag these hoes are loyal. Because I had hashtag.
All right.
Everybody good. Right. I'm still coming on the cruise, Tom.
Ooh, look at
okay,
the
I got to go, Lunell.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
All right. 24 before the hour.